Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report, and you know that this is big in pop culture when you see the back page of the sometimes the sports section, the story about the Bears making a bid to buy Arlington Park, and the headline is "In the Heights."
How about that?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Yeah,
so.
get in on the coattails.
Exactly. Beatle fans, and I'm in this group, very excited about this Peter Jackson documentary, which is apparently going to be even bigger than we thought, isn't it?
Yeah, he's been working on it for years and years and had unprecedented access to archives, to never heard before interviews. They just announced that it is going to be launching on Disney Plus on Thanksgiving weekend, November 25th, 26th, 27th. It is going to be a six-hour Beatles documentary. So we know, definitely where Bob's going to be eating his Thanksgiving dinner.
Is it going to be in the theaters as well?
This year. Right now, it looks like it's going to be exclusively on Disney Plus.
Hmm.
Peter Jackson is the director of, Lord of the Rings fame. He got together with Disney. They've been, working on all of this, and does not look like it's going to be in theaters right now. At some point, probably, but they see this as, one of these events, much like Hamilton, and some of the big landmark things that they've done, as a way to get people to try out Disney Plus if they haven't already.
And we should pause for just a second here. We have a short birthday tribute. Paul McCartney is 79 today.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
The funny thing is Dean, they wrote that when they were like teenagers,
right,
I think.
Right, when it seemed like 64 was ancient. And now, you hear that song and go, what? What's the big deal about when I'm 64? What does that mean?
Old is the new young.
Happy birthday, Paul. Isn't that amazing? I mean, who would have thought?
Mm-hmm.
Paul McCartney's 79 years old and, still would be the pop icon, that he was.
Ringo's 80. Can't wait for Paul to tour again. I'm just waiting. I got to believe he's going to hit the road soon.
Still one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
McCartney at Wrigley Field. McCartney at the United Center. At this probably was 10 years ago, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So what would he have been then? 69? When I'm 69. But sounded great. Just still sounded great. And all those songs are so timeless and so wonderful.
McCartney anywhere. He's doing like 2.5 hours without a drink of water.
Yep.
Tell us about the Foo Fighters' new
yeah.
album.
Yeah, everybody. We remember earlier this year, everybody had the Bee Gees fever.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Gibb himself put out a duets album basically with other artists doing Bee Gees songs. And now the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters, have announced that they are going to be putting out a Bee Gees tribute album that will be exclusively on vinyl. I don't understand the title of the album, why it's called Hail Satan, but it is, because it's a very reverent tribute album to the Bee Gees, with songs like Night Fever and More Than a Woman, Andy Gibb's song Shadow Dancing is on there, Tragedy, and also this song.
Dave Grohl doing a pretty good Barry Gibb impersonation.
He really does. He actually has already put out a video for this song where they are in full 70s regalia, with the leisure suits and the gold chains and, the whole thing. So I think he had some fun putting all of this together.
Sounds like it. And something new coming from Diana Ross, too.
Yeah, this is also pretty big news. She has announced a new album that is going to be coming out. This will be her 25th studio album. It is her first album of original material in 22 years. So kind of a big deal. And just like we were talking about Paul McCartney, take a listen to Diana Ross and hear how great she still sounds. This is a song that's called Thank You from her new album.
Yeah, sounding good.
She sounds fantastic, yeah. This new album is going to, it's actually released right now. 13-track album. I'm sorry, it's going to be released September 10th. She recorded this at her house during the pandemic. She's got a studio in her house, and the whole thing was recorded there.
From the Department of Corrections, Dean, apparently that Foo Fighters album is Hail Satin. So now I get it. The Bee Gees and the disco clothes, Satin, not Hail Satan.
Okay, well, that makes sense then.
Okay.
That makes much better sense.
Glad to clear that up. Sad to hear about the passing of the actor who played the sales guy on WKRP, Herb Tarley.
Yeah, he was just a classic character. His real name was Frank Bonner. He starred on WKRP in Cincinnati and, you know, was the foil to, you know, Herb Tarley. What was the newsman? Les Nesman.
Yes.
You know, that was
Les Nesman.
Was the over-enthusiastic newsman.
Yeah.
But he died of a form of dementia. Over the weekend, he was 79 years old. Also, word just coming out a couple of minutes ago of the death of the actor from Pee-wee's Playhouse, the actor who played Jambi, the genie, Mecca Lecca High, Mecca Hiney Ho. I don't know why I remember that, but the actor was John Paragon. He was a veteran improvisational actor and starred on that show for quite a while. He was only 66.
What do you suggest we watch this weekend?
Oh, big time. I'm recommending this Disney Pixar movie that's called Loki. Luca. Luca is the name of the movie. A cute little story about kind of this fish creature who wants to live on land. When he goes to the land, he becomes a human. When he gets wet, he goes back to being a fish. So this fantasy is really very charming. It's set in the Italian countryside that will make you want to go to Italy instantly. I like that part of this whole thing. And it's a really nice story about friendship as well. It's only playing on Disney Plus, but I gave it a Dean's List A. It's a really, really nice, not surprising from Disney Pixar. I did not like so much The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. This reunites Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson from their movie from a few years ago, The Hitman's Bodyguard. This time, Selma Hayek is added to the mix as a con artist spouse running around Europe with these guys trying to stop a notorious bad guy. Tons of action, tons of snarky dialogue. It really doesn't add up to very much. I gave it a Dean's List C-. This one is only in theaters. I did like both of the documentaries that are out this weekend. The Rita Moreno documentary, which is called Rita Moreno, Just a Girl Who Decided to Go for It. A very unvarnished look at both her personal and professional life. Gave that a Dean's List A. It's only in theaters. Also only in theaters is this movie called The Sparks Brothers, a documentary about the real-life brothers Ron and Russell Mayall, who comprised the group Sparks, which has not had a hit song in over 40 years. But if you ask people who are in rock and roll who they love, they always mention Sparks.
Hmm.
So they have a tremendous influence on other rock and rollers. Sparks Brothers is in theaters. And for the Father's Day weekend, I'm recommending this new Kevin Hart movie that's on Netflix called Fatherhood, where he is a widowed father doing his best to raise his daughter all by himself. You know, Kevin Hart, it's funny. There are certainly moments of, you know, fun, but it's not the Kevin Hart that we always know, the, you know, rapid-fire comedian. It's very sweet and touching at times, so I'm highly recommending that one for the Father's Day weekend as well.
And I'm just glad we're not calling it quarantainment anymore. Done with that.
No, mostly everything's in theaters again.
How about it? Thanks, yeah. Dean. Have a great weekend.
You too. See you soon.